Okay, Brett, what was it like to work with Roddy? I've seen tons of documentaries, and they've all talked about how professional he was on set, but how he was kind of like this actor that you would have never, like, he had these chops for acting that you would have never expected. So what was it like to work with him?
Oh man, it honestly, the days I worked with him were the best days on set. He was incredibly prepared, and every time he did a take, I mean, it's like the entire crew was watching it, and partly because it was Roddy, but partly, I mean, he was that good. I mean, he made, in terms of, to talk about wrestling and the perfect heel, he was literally the perfect heel and foil for my character. It was definitely a pleasure. It was funny. I will tell a quick little story here. It is, you know, a faith-based film. But faith-based partly because, you know, it's about a pastor. And I think we do a really good job of kind of transcending just kind of the normal faith-based film into something that's more kind of mainstream. But it still has that faith message. Everyone knew it was a faith-based movie. And Roddy comes in for his first scene. And Roddy was great. I never knew what he was going to do in a take, which he would always follow the script, and he kind of throw in his own little, like, Roddy side at the very end, and it was a lot of fun. But the first take, he's sitting there and he's telling one of the other wrestlers to basically go out and do your job, you know. And he's right in the middle of it, and he drops just the biggest F bomb in the world, you know. And all of a sudden, the director's like, cut, and he's like, and the director walks over very, very, very nervously, you know. He's like, Mr. Piper, it's a faith-based. You can't say that. And then he immediately drops like 5 or 10 more like really bad cuss words. And then there's a little girl like 8 years old on the set, you know, her mouth just drops open. And every time he catches himself, he's like, oh shit, oh sorry, oh, and he just goes on and on. And finally he's like, I got it. And then he just kind of smiled and winked. And then like the rest of the time he was perfect, never did another. But it was the funniest like first take ever for a faith film.
Oh man, it sounds like he ribbed you guys.
Yeah, oh yeah. It was, he had the whole crew in stitches. But he was also great because the thing that stood out really the most was, you know, he had a trailer, you know, there's a lot of waiting around on film sets, you know, and most actors go back, you know, and wait in between setups. And he stayed on set the entire time. He spoke to every crew member. He signed every autograph. He took every picture. Like, he was the consummate professional, but he also, when it came to being like Roddy Piper, the wrestling icon, like he loved his fans, you know, and it was just, he was so gracious, so humble, and it was just really shocking. I wasn't expecting that. And it was a real pleasure to work with him.